The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Read from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. He said this signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. When he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. A very interesting literary contrast to study the person of St. Peter in the Gospels and then study St. Peter in the Acts of the Apostles. You'll be aware of a very marked literary contrast, even though it is the same person with flesh and blood. But he's been radically transformed. For that reason, Archbishop Fulton Sheen says he has two names, Simon Peter. Simon is the man of the flesh, Peter is the man of the spirit. We have that dynamic within ourselves also. We receive the Holy Spirit, but the flesh lust against the spirit. There's always that constant battle within us called a certain spiritual schizophrenia, where we've pulled in two different directions, like a tug of war. We want to do the good, we end up by doing the exact opposite. If you like literature, Jekyll and Hyde, we got, or the wolf man, okay? When the sun comes out, goes down, the man turns into a wolf, no? We have this double nature within us. So if you look at Peter in the Gospel, he had moments of great insight, but also moments of great weakness. One of the best examples is Jesus is in Caesarea Philippi, and he makes the very important question, "Who do people say I am?" And the Gallup poll kicks into full gear, in which they say, "Well, you're John the Baptist, well, you're Elijah, oh, you're one of the prophets of old that has come back." The Gallup poll, I call it. Public opinion. And then Peter pipes up and says, "Lord, you are the Son of the living God." Jesus says, "Flesh and blood." retreat master in Argentina. In 1991, I gave 21 retreats in 9 months, so I have a little bit of experience, okay? Retreats are exhausting. Comes back to the retreat, to his rectory, and he's exhausted. But he has an inspiration. The inspiration was, come and visit me in the Blessed Sacrament. First, no, Lord, I'm tired. Come and visit me in the Blessed Sacrament. Tomorrow, Lord, I got to get my rest. Come and visit me in the Blessed Sacrament. Then he went. Short visit, went into his room, fell asleep, had a nice night's rest. What would have happened if he resisted that? Probably tossing and turning the whole night, right? I think that story, Jacques Philippe, is your story. We have these inspirations every day. But sometimes we say yes, other times we say no. When we say yes, we experience what? We experience what are called the fruits of the Holy Spirit. St. Thomas Aquinas says the fruits of the Holy Spirit come when we are obedient to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Okay? We're obedient to the gifts, then we experience the fruits. What are the fruits? An interior sweet.